USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The former elections manager for a Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Sandra Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, turned herself in Monday in response to a warrant issued for her arrest on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Ms. Brown is insistent the 2020 election was filled with election fraud. Raising taxes amid a 40-year record-high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase. So this is not something that's just going to affect middle class or people over 400,000. This is going to affect middle class Americans, sometimes with families as low as $75,000 a year income.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.